This is Rick Lingle, Editor-in-Chief with the Food and Beverage Packaging Podcast. In this episode, Chad Donick, Hormel Foods Research and Development Packaging Scientist, talks about the various aspects of the company's overall sustainability efforts, which aim to eliminate 4 million pounds of the company's packaging yearly. Donick starts off by giving us an overview of how that works from both individual and team goals.
The packaging group is always looking for packaging minimization opportunities. But, you know, first and foremost, it's product quality and product safety. We'll never waver on that. We never compromise that. That's first and foremost. But when we are able to find reductions, you take them. Our group has individual goals and team goals. Our individual goal for each packaging scientist that we have here at Hormel is 500,000 pounds of material reduction a year. That's a very stretching goal, but we like to push each member of the group. You know, even if they don't hit that, at least we like to see that they've had multiple projects in the works to try to achieve that. And then overall, as a group, our group goal is 4 million pounds a year total. So, you know, maybe if one person in our group doesn't hit their 500,000, hopefully somebody else in the group was there to pick up the slack for them and we're still able to hit our team goal.
Now, do you use that goal as sort of a way to select the type of packages or products that or projects that you get involved with in?
I don't think that goal drives what areas we look at. I think that goal more drives us to try to find opportunities. Each packaging person is in charge of different areas, but when they're at the plant, they might see something in somebody else's area and feel free to jump in and try to help them out and find some savings.
Where is Hormel and your team's efforts along the spectrum there? I know I would imagine that you went from a lot of lower-hanging fruit to fruit that's hanging up there higher. Is that the case now that you're having to drill down and have less of those major wins?
You know, I want to say that, yeah, a lot of the lower-hanging fruit has been picked, but it's amazing how many opportunities we still uncover as technologies improve. You know, every year we say, boy, 3.5, 4 million pounds. Maybe this next year, you know, we'll take it up a little bit more. But we keep hitting those stretch goals, and the majority of it is around new technologies or total packaging solutions. It's not as easy as, all right, we're going to take a couple mils out of this, or we're going to reduce this board grade. Those type of things have already been done. Now it's it comes down to, we might need equipment to run a certain type of material that's thinner, or a box that's stronger, so that we can reduce the material. It's coming into more of those total solutions now that, like you said, some of the lower hanging fruit has been picked.
It sounds like that kind of approach would require some supplier involvement and maybe some pretty solid relationships there.
Correct. We do have a core group of suppliers that are partners, and you know, we're in this together to try to find a lot of these savings and to come up with ideas to continue to push the envelope.
Okay. Sounds like you have had a great experience and a pretty solid program internally and also interfacing with suppliers. Do you look to any other external resources, such as consultants or university research programs, anything like that?
We have reached out and worked with the universities a little bit, and we've had some successes there. But, we don't really do a lot with consultants. From the packaging side, though, we more depend on our key suppliers and our group, because I think, you know, we know our business probably better than some of those outside consultants.
Mm-hmm. Have there been any changes or adjustments in terms of what you've learned the past number of months in the way that your sustainable packaging efforts are conducted, or in terms of package development?
I think the biggest learning is an adjustment that we've made is being able to put metrics to what these savings are. You really have to put some hard and fast numbers to these savings and really feel comfortable that what you're reporting is what's actually out there. You know, I know everybody's heard the term greenwashing, and that's something we definitely do not want to be associated with. And And more times than not, we'll underestimate what our savings are because we want to make sure the numbers that we're putting out are very, very accurate.
Is there some art involved with this whole realm of sustainability, and how do you address that?
There definitely is some art, and I think you need to be flexible. There's always new tools that are coming out to measure the sustainability goals and footprints and things. You got to take each of them with a grain of salt and really, really dig in and evaluate what each tool is bringing. I don't think personally I found any one tool to be the silver bullet here. You can take bits and pieces from each tool, but there's not one thing out there that'll calculate everything for you.
You leverage any and all resources. Do you specifically look at going outside the food industry or that sort of thing and get some outside the box type of ideas?
Oh, most definitely. One of the biggest industries I like to follow is the candy industry. I think they do a lot of innovative things on that side from the graphics and packaging standpoint. I follow that quite a bit. Also, even more outside the box is if you look at what some of the automotive industry is doing with things on the shelves and how they market those tools and parts, I think they do a great job.
Okay. As we wind things down here, what are you looking forward to and what do you see ahead in, say, 2012 in sustainability and maybe in package development as well?
Package development, I see down the road some more single-serve applications, more retail-ready packaging coming down the way to be able to promote some of the new products that we'll be coming out with in the future. Those are the couple insights that I see coming down the road here.
Okay. Is there any particular technology or resource or tool that particularly excites you?
I continue to watch a lot of what the bottling companies are doing around resins and biopolymers. I think it's very interesting, some of the things that they're doing and how those might be applicable to our party tray line or some of our tray lines in the future. Right now, they're not cost competitive, therefore not sustainable to our business, but it's something we're going to continue to watch, and I think that will be big in the future.